February 6, Missionary to the Poor. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Luke 4:18. The sufferings of humanity ever touched the heart and called forth the sympathy and love of Christ. He exercised pity and compassion toward those who were afflicted in soul or body. His example in the matter of treating the suffering and afflicted should teach us how to have compassion and pity for the sufferings of his creatures. Christ suffered in the flesh. He knew what it was to suffer keen pangs of hunger, and he has given special lessons in regard to feeding the hungry and caring for the needy poor, and has declared that in ministering to the needy, we are ministering to himself in the person of his saints. He says, I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. He knew the discomfort and suffering of thirst, and he declared that a cup of cold water given in his name to any of his disciples should not lose its reward. Christ was an active, constant worker. He found the domain of religion fenced in by high, steep walls of seclusion as too sacred a matter for everyday life. He threw down the walls of partition and exercised his helping power in behalf of everyone who needed him. He brought cheerfulness and hope to the desponding. He did not ask, what is your creed? To what church do you belong? Active, earnest, loving interest marked his life. The Lord Jesus knows what poverty means. He is the great missionary to the poor, the sick, the suffering. The King of Heaven, he could have led a life of wealth and have lived among the wealthiest, but he chose poverty, and he has honored the poor who believe in him, for he blessed them forever. Poverty with Christ is riches of the highest value. This poverty is sanctified and blessed. In the humanity of Christ, there are golden threads that bind the believing, trusting poor man to his own soul of infinite love.